You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 12 and verse 13. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now, brethren, I see that even today, people quote a scripture like this to sort of give impression that you need to do more in the place of prayer aside from praying in the name of Jesus. My heart bleeds greatly because we are gradually, almost completely, losing the message of Christ. This generation does not seem to understand what Jesus accomplished on the cross. And we do not understand how to rightly divide the word of truth. What happened to Daniel here cannot happen to a follower of Christ. It cannot happen to a disciple of Jesus. It can't happen to someone that is born again. You see, man lost authority to Satan in the garden. And when Satan came to Jesus, he said, all these things have been given unto me. Jesus didn't argue. Jesus only rebuked Satan by the word of the Lord. But after his death and resurrection, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. You see, we read that passage, but we do not believe it. Somewhere at the back of our mind, we believe some authorities and power resides in the hand of Satan. But that's not what Jesus said. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. When we pray today, we pray in the name of Jesus. It's as good as it is Jesus that is praying. It's as good as it is the exact mind of Christ that is being expressed in the place of prayer. And so there is no principalities and power that can go and stand against the prayer of a believer. It is wrong teaching. It is because we still do not understand the dispensation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he is the head of principalities and power. How can your subordinate now come and stand against you? It is not possible. That is why you must rightly divide the word of truth. So even though this story is in the scripture, the way to understand it as a child of God now is to know that Jesus has now defeated principalities and power. So Jesus didn't tell us that you must roll on the ground. You must deprive your flesh so that principalities and power will not withstand your prayers. Look at what he said to us. He said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye will ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Brethren, this is the new covenant prayer. This is the dispensation that we are in. We should rather be grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ that we will not face the kind of hindrance that Daniel faced. So, brethren, you must understand Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.